Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hello, welcome into the Starcastic Remark Studios. 2-2 nights. This is the AGR for game number 35. I already forget. 35, 34, something like that. It says so on the title of the video. Look at that. I've lost count. And anyways, we are here tonight. Stars lose again. Another road loss. So I've entitled this episode Road Rage Part 2 after Road Rage yesterday. So we'll get into more on this here in a second into this game, and a lot of thoughts coming in my head for this game. But anyways, before we talk any further, we ask that you go and use the promo code THPN the next time you go and use the DraftKings app for any good offers that they get. They always have good offers that they send. They're great sponsors of our show and of our network. And we appreciate everything that they do for us to allow us to have fun like this. So with that, we're going to go ahead and bring in Chris. Chris, I'm not doing it by myself tonight. Yay! So anyways, it's maybe a good thing that, how much of the game did you watch last night before I even get into this game?
I watched until it was 5-0.
And then you were like, screw this.
Yeah, and then once the players stop playing, I'm not going to keep watching, which is what happened, and I'm sure you talked about that plenty.
Oh, buddy, the Stars stopped playing when it was 1-0.
Pretty much, really what it was.
So anyways, guys, to make us feel a little bit better about the fact that we lost 7-1 last night, the Panthers do go in and they absolutely collaterally damage the Columbus Blue Jackets with a final score of 9-2. 9-2. They've scored 16 goals in two games, the Florida Panthers have. So if there is an offensive juggernaut of a team, it's the Florida Panthers right now. And, you know, as a decent segue into tonight's AGR, the Stars could be, you know, they could use some of that offense. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, they could be the worst offensive road team in the history. At the end of the game, I think they said we've had 5 goals in the last 6 road games. And we've lost 7 road games in a row, I think, is the stat. So we can't score on the road at all. Yep, the only person who scores tonight is our most defensive defenseman. Off just a wrist shot from the point.
And, you know, just to jump on that real quick, even though he scored the goal, Esa Lindell did not play well tonight, in my opinion, again.
I think all the defensemen looked very not solid. I mean, there was lots of just bad turnovers. Still, a lot of drop passes in our defensive zone or just past our own blue line. Just going to immediate turnovers happened a lot this game, too. I mean, after the first period. The first period was pretty decent. They played solid, but after that, it was all Tampa still. When we had that one burst in the third, but really, right. Other than that, it was pretty dominant.
Well, and let me get into this because, you know, and this explanation is going to be kind of long, so I apologize, Chris. But so this is exactly the way that it's been for years, right? It's been like this for years. And the people that are pointing at Bonus and saying, oh, well, we're not getting offense because of Bonus. It was like this before Bonus got here. It was like this before Bonus got here. It was under Monty. It was under, it was, I think it was Hitchcock for 1 year from Hitchcock. It was like that before. The Stars play well enough to win, but they don't take care of business offensively. And that has continued to happen. And my thought is, we're living in the past. The way that we play the game, which is a defensive style game, does not work. Because when we go and we get the opportunities offensively, we had chances in tonight's game. And specifically the Glendening chance. The Glendening chance when it was a perfect, wide open chance for them to take a... I can't remember if it was a 2-1 lead or a tie at 2-2. What, to get their second goal, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it just rolls off of his stick. And it seems to happen all the time. And maybe I'm just pulling a Steve Dangle here. He believes that the Leafs are cursed to always give up 4-1 leads or whatever. But it feels like the Stars are completely cursed when it comes to this. And the only way to fix this, it's a complete mindset organizational change at this point for me. This is not working consistently. And you know what? And the thing is about this, we're 5-2 in our last 7 games. And I feel like this, and we're talking like this. This team has the ability, they have the players to do it, but something is not working and something has to change because the consistency from this team is infuriating. We can throw, sorry, I keep cutting you off.
No, I'm going to jump in there on the consistency thing. Cause it's not a consistency thing. I mean, we see we're consistently winning on the road or at home, and we're consistently losing on the road. So
consistently winning on the road. I wish.
Yeah, no, but yeah, so I don't think it's a consistency thing. I think that's wrong. I think we're winning at home because we have one line who is doing 50% of our scoring. I mean, that's the facts. That's the only line that scores at home, and that's why we have so many home wins. And when we go on the road, they can't do it at all because the other team's whole game plan is, okay, all we have to do is shut down this one line, and we win. And that's true because that's the only line that can produce for us. So I wouldn't say it's inconsistent. I'd say that we only have one line that can score. And I agree with you completely that it's a system thing, that it has to, that the system, like they say, the game plan that the Stars implement most games is completely flawed. I'll give you a quote from Bonus before the game. And this one's specifically on Klingberg, who's like,
that is so funny that I was going to bring that up, that same quote. Go ahead.
But it's,
we did not plan this, by the way. We did not talk about this off camera.
He's one of the best puck-moving defensemen in the league, and he has this to say about John Klingberg. If you start thinking offense, 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 then it's not going to work. The league is too good, and you're going to look bad doing it. We're trying to balance that with him, John Klingberg. Just take care of the defensive side of the puck. Get the puck up to the forwards. Join the rush. We want him up in the play, but we don't want him leading. We don't want him leading the play. We don't want him leading the play. Yeah, so there's a fine line there, a balance that we're trying to get to. It can't be all offense. It can't be, because it doesn't work unless you're Bobby Orr.
He pretty much called him out like that. He said, stop trying to be Bobby Orr.
He's completely wrong. He's an idiot here. I mean, what does Seth Jones do to be one of the better defensive forwards in the league? What did Erik Karlsson do whenever he was scoring incredible amounts of goals and was in the top 10 for points in the season? He led the play because he's a skilled puck handler and knows where to dish it when he gets into the offensive zone. So it's completely wrong. It's just a stupid statement. And it doesn't work unless you're Bobby Orr. Okay.
Bonus.
Isn't Bobby Orr good? Shouldn't we try and be like Bobby Orr? Like, I've never heard someone insult somebody by comparing them to Bobby Orr. That's for those the most of you idiotic that... statement I've heard.
Yeah, and just to put some context in there for you, for those of you that don't know, Bobby Orr was one of the very first quote-unquote offensive defensemen. This was back in the 70s and 80s. So he played for the Boston. He won scoring
titles as a defenseman.
As a defenseman. So, like, he was the Connor McDavid of his time. So for those of you that don't know who Bobby Orr is, he's in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the greatest defensemen to ever play the game, offensively and defensively. He could do both sides of the puck, which made him so great.
Yeah. But, so I think this team is plenty good enough to even be, we should be a contender right now, in my opinion, because I think the only reason we're doing good at home is because of that one line. And I think they're still being held back. Honestly, I think that line could be doing even better than they are. And I wasn't there to talk about it yesterday, but breaking up the number one line yesterday, he did that like in the second period. Like, I understand the game's not going well and people aren't playing hard, but to break up the line that is getting you 50% of your offense,
I don't blame him for that at all.
I completely blame him. That's absolute stupidity. 50% of your offense, you're gonna break up that line. That's just dumb.
They're not scoring on the road. None of them are.
Okay.
None of the three of the guys.
More than everybody else. They're scoring more on the road than every other player on our team. Absolutely okay. True.
No, but it doesn't matter. They're not scoring like a first line. So they really need to figure something out. And I talked about this in the episode yesterday. I was just like, I don't know the answer. And the scary thing
is
I
play offense. Bone's answer is he's going to just try and play a close game on the road. You heard it was, we were leading the Blues by 1-0. He said we played a perfect road game. A 1-0 win is a perfect road game? It shouldn't be. That should be a stolen road game. That's not the way hockey works. That's an idiotic statement. A 1-0 lead is not a perfect road game. Yes, we got screwed out of that game, obviously. But we should have more than one goal if we played that good of a game. That's a fact. It doesn't matter how good the other goalie's playing. You're not going to win with a one-goal lead. So... I still am putting most of the blame on Bones right now. I think the system that he's doing is stifling offense all over the place, especially for Heiskanen and Klingberg. And I think for Ben and Sagan too, honestly, a big part of that. Because if you look back to the Lindy Ruff days, I mean, Ben's won the Art Ross with Lindy Ruff as his coach. He can score points. It's not happening under the defensive-minded coaches that we've had in the past. And honestly, some of this has got to start pointing to Jim Neal as well. Jim Neal, three coaches in a row, all defensive coaches. I mean, it's not working. We've had the same problem year after year. We can't score goals. Why do we keep hiring the same kinds of coaches? Doesn't make sense.
Because that's the way that Jim Neal believes that the Dallas Stars are going to win.
Well, then he's wrong too.
Well, then how do you argue with people who say, okay, well, they made the Stanley Cup Finals?
I mean, it was obviously a fluke. Next year, we don't even get anywhere near there.
And I hate saying that. That bugs me so much because I still don't believe it was a fluke.
I still don't think it was. But I mean, from everything else that we've seen from this team, from this coach, from Hudobin, the goaltender, it was. I mean, that's it. It was. The only thing that wasn't a fluke is how well our first line plays. And so Pavelski is not a fluke. Robertson's not a fluke. Roope Hintz is not a fluke, is who the other person I was thinking of. They're not flukes, but pretty much every other part of that cup run was very much a fluke.
I just don't know it. And the thing, and I'll say it again, we're 5-2 in our last seven games, and we're sitting here watching both of these games just absolutely flabbergasted and frustrated at the fact that the Stars can't play on the road to save their lives. They just absolutely can't. And it's in the only thing that you could possibly point to is Rick Bowness. But there has to be something else. There has to be something else. And
the players are the same. I mean,
yeah, that's the thing, is that the players are the exact same. For the most part, there are obvious, you know, different things or whatever. But the fact is the people that are there are the same core, the same people from that cup run. And yet it's just infuriating to watch this. This team is 500 on the road. I said this yesterday too. This team is 500 on the road, and we're easily top three in our division. Hands down, no questions asked.
We're probably winning our division if we're 500 on the road.
So right now we are currently 4-11-2.
Worst team on the league on the road, I think.
Now we are.
Oh, now it's official.
Yesterday we weren't.
My bad.
Yesterday we weren't. We were 31st. I couldn't even remember who was the worst team, but it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is it's a Jekyll and Hyde situation where You have to figure out what the heck you are doing at home to figure out how to play on the road. I don't care if you take the entire lineup and you throw in them in a blender and Sagan is playing with like Riley Damiani and Michael Roffel.
Well, he was doing that a few games ago, if you remember.
Yes. If that works on the road and it doesn't work at home, and then the top two lines of what we expect to be on, it works at home, then do that. Because you got two different teams right now. You cannot play the same way. And it's absolutely, I'm sorry, I'm losing my mind here. Well, but it's frustrating to watch this team and know how good they can be, and yet they're not living up to their potential. And we know their potential. We've seen it. We saw them in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Well, we see them at home is the big thing. I mean, it's the exact same team.
Right now, yes.
At home, they're great. They've beaten pretty much every team that they played. So it's like I've been keeping on saying, it's not a consistency thing. It's a playing on the road thing. I know you keep saying, I don't know what it is. I'm pretty sure what it is Bones likes to play more defensively on the road than he even does at home, which is pretty crazy because he already plays very defensively at home. And I think that because of what I said, we had the 1-0 lead against the Blues, and he said we had a perfect road game and stuff like that. So that's what I was getting at when I was talking about those statements from Bones. I think his ideal road win is a 1-0, 2-1 win, which is not correct.
The NFL playoffs are here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking things off with a huge offer. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any wildcard team to win their game. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team is victorious. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you still have something to play for this wildcard weekend. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Football Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code THPN, and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code THPN this wild card weekend at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years of age or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Thank you for being the level-headed one today, Chris. Because right now, my blood's boiling a little bit. My rebuttal to that is I don't believe that he's trying to do that. He's trying to play a different game because
I definitely think he is.
There's no way. There's
that's what he's saying.
But why would you change the way you play?
Because he's stupid, dude. That's what I mean.
No, he's not stupid.
What is his record as a head coach? What is his overall record as a head coach?
We're not gonna go back to that. We're not gonna that up.
Why not?
Because I mean, he himself even says you can't look at what they are currently in the standings talking about, you know, the team they're playing. You have to look at how they're doing right then.
Okay, let's look at our road record this season.
Go for it.
There you go. It's trash. You already said it. It's 4-11 or whatever.
4-11-2. And
that's garbage.
We're going to have to do some serious digging and maybe some
I'm done.
I'm gonna have to do some serious research on what we need to do and maybe watch some film or something. So
we got 20 shots on goal this game. There's the film.
That's another one. Yeah. So
2 shots in the second period.
Okay. Now that we've ranted for 20 minutes, it's really only 15. But
now let's get into some individual bad things. We lost the face-off battle this game.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and pull that up.
Yeah. 49% to 50.
It was close, but
it shouldn't be close. We should be winning 60-40.
Okay, that is
we
the
talked
point.
About this all year long.
Yes, and that we is
have,
the point.
We have five center icemen who are great at taking draws. We should be number one in the league. We should be 60-40 every game. Another one. This has been consistent across home and road games. Our penalty kill is complete trash. It is absolute garbage.
Is that 9 in a row?
Right now we're like at 68% or something. It's awful.
I forgot. I forgot who had that stat. Like in the last 10 games, it's like in the 60% range.
And yeah, it's terrible.
That's bad. That's really bad. And the other thing is that our power play hasn't been, you know, cashing in for us either. We had
We haven't been on the power play very often. If you look at the numbers, we're still doing well. We're still doing well on the power play. But what I did like about this game is we did skate harder. We were more physical in this game. The hits were huge in this 36-24. So it was, these teams obviously still don't like each other from the Stanley Cup finals. So I was happy to see that as response. The first period response, I was very happy with. I mean, I was glad they came out and made a statement. It would have been a perfect road game first period if it wasn't for the Braden Point goal at the end of the period. And that's what James talks about. I mean, the goals within the last minutes of periods or right after our goals, we just give those up all the time. And that's one of the big things that James harps on. And we do that again tonight. If we want to talk about scoring chances, those were terrible for us. Even in the first period, we still only had 4 scoring chances compared to the Lightning 7. This is all from Natural Stat Trick. I mean, just the scoring chances stuff. Mm-hmm. But after that, the Lightning had 8 in the second period, and we had 3. So we had one more scoring chance than we had shots. And then in the third period, we both have 8 because we pulled our goalie. Oh, yeah, and that was the other thing I was going to mention. Our 6-on-5 is still terrible. It's still garbage. Was not dangerous at all.
We never score a goal when we need it, and we always give up a goal when it's 6-on-5. Always.
Yeah.
I'd be very curious to look up a stat and see net goals we have against us.
And that's another thing you can blame completely on the coaching. I mean, it's going to happen this many times, and we're just not going to practice it at all. I mean, it looks the same as it did 3 weeks ago when we mentioned how bad it was.
Yeah, it's true. You're very right.
Let me come to a culmination of everything. So we are about to go on the road and play some bad teams. It'll be a four game road trip. We're going to be playing teams like the Devils. We're going to be playing teams like it's pulling up too slowly. Anyway,
I'll pull them up while you're talking.
Buffalo, Detroit, I already pulled them up. And Philadelphia. Philadelphia fell down a steep cliff. They're not good anymore either. If we don't get going on that road trip, then, I mean, dust your hands off, sell, and fire the coach. I mean, that's what it is. That's what it's coming down to. Right now, our point percentage, if you look at point percentage, which is what I'm still looking at because games played is all over the place, we have the second wild card spot. So if you're looking at point percentage,
That's a frustrating thing for me. You know, I feel like we're sucking it up big time, and yet we're still in the playoffs, point percentage wise.
It's because the same things are broken, and nothing is happening to fix them. So if that keeps happening, you're gonna feel terrible, honestly. So I think if this next road trip goes the same way that our last 7 road games have gone, and that's losing all of them, it's got to be still time. I mean, and on that note, we've already gotten information
from Jeff Merrick.
Yeah, Jeff Merrick said that
another thing we didn't talk about off camera, but we knew we both knew we were going to talk about it.
Trade talks with John Klingberg are heating up.
About John Klingberg.
So we could see a trade of John Klingberg sooner rather than later. If the losing continues, it will be sooner. I can tell you that for sure.
Because right now he's only hurting his value that the Stars are going to get in return.
And with a statement like I read off earlier, he's not going to get any more points this season with the Stars. I mean, if he wants John Klingberg to not carry the puck into the... What an awful statement. You're going to tell John Klingberg to not carry the puck into the offensive zone. I mean, what was he telling Heiskanen? I mean, what is he telling them, like, during practice and stuff? Yeah. Not good.
Yeah.
So I think if we see Klingberg go, which is becoming more and more likely, we might call it on the season. We'll see. Depending on what we get in return. If we get just draft picks and prospects, that tells me where Nil's head is at. If we actually go and get a player, maybe he's trying to put more offense on the team, but I don't think it's going to work. I mean, we've seen the advanced stats about how our expected goals jump like a whole half goal every time Klingberg is on the ice and things like that. So I'm not fully convinced that just adding a higher scoring middle six guy is going to really bring that much to the team, but who knows? We'll see what Nil does.
So do you go to a team like, I guess you go, do you go to a team like Florida and say, hey, we'll give you a really good defenseman. Y'all have got a bunch of high scoring forwards. Give us one of your high scoring forwards.
No chance. Florida's not touching anything. Florida is golden right now. There's no reason for them to. The most likely thing I see happening is that we trade Klingberg for a draft pick and a couple prospects, and that'll be it. I don't see Nil trading him for another actual player for us to try and sneak into the playoffs. I think if we want to try and get into the playoffs, we're keeping John Klingberg. So,
yep. I remember saying that too when I talked about John Klingberg's contract status. And, you know, if we're going for a playoff spot and Nil decides, okay, no, we're doing this, then he's staying and he's for the whole portion of his contract, which is the rest of this season and possibly the postseason if we even make the postseason. But
I lied, we're not in a wild card spot anymore with our points percentage.
My bad. So
we're actually well out.
So how far out?
Technically, we are like four spots out now, but all those teams are like less than 10% above us.
Wow.
So if we won one game, we would like jump all of them.
Right. So and you know, losing on the road this much, you can't. I mean, this is a game tonight, getting back to the game, this is a game that we probably should have won.
Dobby, I don't think it's a should have won. I think it's a needed to steal game. I mean, Dobby played great.
That's a good way to put it. Thank you. That's a really good way to put it.
And we played decent enough, and we should have found a way to push in the end of the third period to get some kind of points, which we need desperately.
Okay,
we
need
something to get us out of this funk.
So let me go into the third period because it. I mean, before the Ross Colton goal, Stars were doing fantastically, offensively. They were doing great. They were getting pressure. They were spending time in the offensive zone. We were getting chances. We were getting shots. One stupid mistake, it's in the back of our net. And as soon as that puck got past Hanley and Hakanpää, I knew it was going in the back of our net.
Yeah. Dobby's historically bad on breakaways.
Nothing against Dobby because he was actually good tonight. But it's that feeling. It's like the spider sense. Like, oh, breakaway. It's 1-1. We've had the Peter Tingle, yeah. It's 1-1. We've been playing well in this third period. They have a breakaway. This is going in the back of our net.
They have the first scoring chance. It's going to
be. Of course. Right. So, it feels like this team is cursed when it comes to stuff like this. They just cannot figure out how to score goals on the road.
Cursed with a bad coach.
And maybe that's it, Chris. Maybe that really is it.
Let's all hop back on the train. Oil it up. Get it some diesel. I know, trains run on coal. Get it some coal. Modern trains probably run on diesel.
Yeah, modern trains run on diesel. So, but
let us know what trains run on.
Yeah, but it feels like we're talking about the same things over and over for the past. We've been doing this podcast for over a year now, and it feels like we've been saying the same things about this team being cursed. They can't score goals. They're not taking advantage of their offensive opportunities, and we just spin the cycle, you know, second verse, same as the first. So I don't know.
Yeah. I hope next season we get a coach that actually chooses to play offense.
No, we're not talking about next season yet. No, I'm still not giving up on this season because
I'm giving up on Rick Bones, and I know Rick Bones isn't going to get fired.
I'm giving up on John Klingberg. To be honest with you, because he's gone. He's gone.
I give an 85% chance that John Klingberg is gone. Yeah.
So I was really hoping he would stay. I really was hoping that he would stay. But it seems like Jim Nill has made up his mind.
Yeah.
It seems like Jim Nill's made up his mind, and it sounds like John Klingberg is not willing to back down from his contract negotiations with what he wants, which he has every right to do so. And I get it, but at the same time, it's just time to go, I guess. And I just hope we get, I hope Thomas Harley is ready, because he's going to be leaned upon very highly once Klingberg is gone. So he'll be in a third pairing role, but someone's got to take those power play minutes, and it's got to come from somewhere, and Harley's going to take them. So, all right. Anything else we need to talk about, Chris? I don't think so.
Score goals on the road, please.
Please.
I'm a man.
I actually got two things before we close out tonight. First one is go Cowboys. They're playing tomorrow against the 49ers.
That I'm excited for.
So we'll see how that goes. Sick. Yep. I don't know which Dak Prescott is going to show up, but we'll see. The MVP Dak Prescott or the man Dak Prescott. But I hope he shows up. I hope Zeke shows up. I know the defense will show up, so we'll see how that goes. I'm expecting a low-scoring game for the Cowboys, but we'll see. And then second thing, Chris doesn't even know about this, but tomorrow evening after the Cowboys game, myself and also Dane of Locked On Stars are going to do a crossover episode. So we're going to do that. Episode. Yeah.
It's like Inception.
Cool. Yeah. Exactly like Inception. Exactly like
Inception.
So, and we're going to have a lot of good topics to talk with you guys about. And I'm looking forward to that and spending some time talking with Dane about all that. I love the hair.
Because he didn't want to invite me.
Yeah, no one likes
my opinions are too loud.
Well, I'm the one sitting here, you know, yelling at the camera and in a dark room. So, all right, guys. Anyways, we're gonna call it quits here tonight. When's the next game? I don't even know when the next game is.
The next game is the next time that they play.
Tuesday against Montreal at home, so we can pencil it in for a win, right? Yep.
Go ahead and mark that. Because one,
it's Montreal. Two, it's at home. So. And,
we're going to find a way to lose now.
That's exactly what I was going to say. We're going to find a way to lose. Our road woes is going to become home rage. It's going to become home rage instead of road rage. It's going to be rage part three. So, all right, guys. Anyways, we're going to call it quits here tonight. Go Cowboys. We will be with you guys again on Tuesday. Please make sure you go and use the promo code once again, THPN, the next time you go and use the DraftKings app for a special little offer from them. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight here on the live stream on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, wherever you're watching. And also thank those of you who are listening on the podcast side whenever you're listening to it. And we will catch you guys on the flip side. And we hope you guys have a fantastic day/morning/evening.